Yeah, great homecoming day. Thanks to Waldorf for coming to play us. You know, it's just a great opportunity for us to play in front of a great crowd and show our stuff. We played a lot of guys today, which is awesome. Three quarterbacks, all three of them executed really well. And the fourth one was our starter in week one. So just a credit to our guys, you know, having the capacity to roll out there and play at the level that these guys play at when they're, you know, when you know, not always is it easy to go into a game and perform at the level you want to perform at. So kudos to these guys and to their preparation. You know, it's very important that guys just keep the right mindset to prepare every week. We always worry more about us and being the best that we can be rather than our opponent. And that's been our approach since we've been here. And our guys have really taken, you know, taken that to the next level. So really proud of them.
I wonder if the players, if you could talk today about the dominance on offense and then dominance on defense that you guys were able to provide.
Yeah, our D-line is like outstanding. Same with our linebackers, our front seven, the DBs. We all train hard. We treat everybody the same. We take our time in the film room. And we just work hard in the weight room as well. Coach T put all that effort in with us. And our coaches having us just go hard each and every day in practice. Our scout team is tremendous. And it just they helped us today prepare.
That's an offense that started up front. The big guys up front really made it easy, at least for me in the backfield, running the ball. A lot of time to throw it. I mean, a lot of time goes into it with preparation, film. And I know everyone's working their hardest, so.
Without Malik not being available, you guys feel you can still step in and not miss a beat and provide just as much production offensively?
Yeah, I think Malik's a great teammate. He's always going to make sure we're ready. He's going to help us any way he can. He's just one of the most selfless people on the team, and I think he helps us prepare to get to where we need to be.
How big is it to anybody on the table to have that bad snap and here they're on the 5-yard line that they could tie it and then you guys make them go for a field goal? How key was that, despite the final score, but how key was that possession right there?
That actually made the defense more excited. Knowing our back was against the wall, like sending all out blitz. That's what we strive for, the hard times. Our backs against the wall, yeah.
Yeah, just to add to that, our defense is purely dominant the last few weeks. Hope it continues, you know, holding people under 100 yards and totally controlling the game. You know, I was impressed by Waldorf's offense coming in, and we stymied them. Very, very impressive group of defensive players we got, and I've said that from the beginning. It should be the best defense we've ever had, and our defense last year was good, but we're just playing at a really high level on defense, and Coach Hodges and Tony Anise, my nephew, and Coach Caserta and Coach Smith, amongst all the other guys that help, have done a really nice job.
Question for you, Jamil. You had an interception opportunity. The first one got away from you, but then you came back and caught that interception later in the game. How did it feel to get that interception?
I'm still mad about the drop. I had to take the gloves off, but when that ball was tipped in there, I had to go make up for it. I had to go get it. Yeah, it felt great.
Coach Anise, a very dominant win today. How do you look to carry this momentum when you guys play University of Findlay next week?
Well, first off, it was great to play, right? We missed, we had a bye week, so it felt like a long time. I don't know why it felt like a long time. Between the Lenore Ryan game and this game, but going to Findlay will be fun. You know, it's any time you have opportunities to build depth, It's huge, and we've done that. Opportunities for a lot of people to play. I'm a big Carson Gaulker fan, but I'm also a Jesse Rivera fan and an Evan Cummins fan, and so it was awesome, really. Like, Evan played the whole first half, minus a couple of Gaulker runs for touchdowns, and then Carson played the whole third quarter, and Jesse played the whole fourth quarter, and I think Carson had 5 touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, so quite a wing T quarterback, you know. John Shillitoe is a good coach. He would have used him the way I use him, but I guess he did beat Muskegon last night, so I'm mad at him. I hope he watches this so he knows I'm mad at him.